want you to understand that whenever, as a pastor, you lose a member of your flock, it takes something out of you. It does something. But even though it might appear physically that it takes something out of you, when you see that the individual has lived their life and grown in Christ and tried to walk to the best of their abilities to do, it also encourages you.
My God.
I come to tell you, I was in a little difficult place on yesterday, but just as God would have it, God sent an angel to give me a hug. And I ain't telling on nobody, but you need to know that you were an angel that gave me a physical hug, because that's what God told you to do.
Yes.
And I just say, thank you, Lord. And so today, I just want you to understand. So I want you all to understand that God is hugging you right now.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
We've been talking about this secret place. And last week, we even said so much that your secret is not a secret.
My God.
Seems like an oxymoron, but your secret is not a secret, because all that is on you, they see who you belong to, and that ain't a secret. And today we're going to conclude in this 91st chapter of Psalms, and we just want you to know something else about your secret place. But if you would turn to me or look and find in your Bible on your phone, Psalms 91, verses 14 through 16. 91:14-16. And it reads, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him what? My salvation.
Mm-hmm. My God. Let me read that again.
Because he has set his love upon me, I will set him on high. I will elevate him because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will what? Answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. With a long life will I satisfy him and what? Show him my salvation.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In case y'all didn't understand, that's God talking.
Yes.
That's God talking. And today we just want to listen. It says, listen to God in your secret place.
Mm.
See, before we've been talking about what dwelling in the secret place and how awesome it was. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, what? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Say, you were going to be under his shadow. Say, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him I trust. So you began to make a declaration in your secret place. First, you're saying, God, I love you. Next, you're saying, God, I trust you. Third, you said, God, I need you. Oh, God, I can't do this or that. But in your secret place, you're having a conversation with God. We start off saying, what? You think your secret place is your war room. It might be your closet, but that's not the secret place. That's a byproduct of the secret place. Your prayer closet is where you go to meet, but your secret place is God himself. Your secret place is anytime in the presence of God. So when you're in your secret place, you might go to your war room. When you're in your secret place, you might go to your prayer room. When you're in your secret place, you might go to your car or to the back of the house or to the store, but the secret place is in the presence of God, and that's everywhere.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Because he's on the inside. Everywhere that you go, he will fill you up. Everywhere that you go, he's with you. Everywhere that you go, I don't care if you go to the juke joint or the bar or wherever. If he's in you, he's still your secret place. So yes. You ain't got to be afraid of nothing. He said, what? He covers you. And then last week we said, what? Your secret place is not a secret. Why? Because all the promises, the verses 3 through 13, he says what? He will cover you with his feathers under his wings. You will trust him. He said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that's fly by day, nor for the pestilence or corona or any other thing. Say, you ain't got to be afraid because you're in your secret place. Your secret place, I got you covered. You're in your secret place. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In your secret place, I got. And guess what? It ain't a secret. Because the enemy recognized that you belong to me, and the enemy knows he got to flee all this. Ain't a secret. Because the enemy recognized. You don't believe me? What did the word say? When Jesus walked up, he saw the demons that had possessed the possessed man. The demons said, what do you have to do with me, Jesus the Christ? What do you want to do with me? He said, look, you got to go out. They recognized trouble was in the room. Do you not know when you walk, they recognize that trouble's in the room? Trouble means that the Almighty, the powerful, awesome God is in the room, and they can't win. They've been defeated. They got to go because you represent the Almighty. Oh, somebody didn't get
that. Say on, preacher.
You're going to
say
read that this week. You're going into situations. You're going into battle, and you don't have to fuss, fight, or argue. Just walk up in the room, and they're going to get to hiking. Walk up in the room. Some gonna get to running. Walk up in the room. They gonna try to hide, but they darkness can't be hid because your light gonna somebody. Week, you're gonna be in your secret place.
Jesus. Glory to your name.
Goes on to say, for he should give his angels charge over thee. The angels already know their assignment. Didn't we see it yesterday? God sent Sister Carol some angels that knew their assignment. Let me say, she'd been my neighbor for 20 years, and then after her husband died, God gave me something to do, and he began to do it. Another young man said, well, I used to go by, and I used to help her with this, and that, and then I got a car, but said what should have been a 10-minute walk took us a 30-minute walk, and for a young man, he wasn't in a hurry. God gave him the angel's presence, patience to walk down the street so she somebody didn't get that, y'all. That's what God will do. That's what God do. Says what? They shall bear thee up in their hands. The angels won't let you dash your foot. You know that's what the devil tempted Jesus with.
Yes.
Said, but thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Said, that's all right. But then today, after you've made your request, after you've made your declaration, we hear a response in your secret place. See, the secret place, think, when I go to God and pray, I just want to tell him what I need. Call him up and tell him what I need. But that song didn't tell the whole story. You need to call him up and listen.
My God.
There's a communication. Yes. So listen to God in your secret place. And I come to tell you, if you listen to God in your secret place, you will be amazed and encouraged and overjoyed and praise him because of what he says. So what did we say? We said what? Secret place, in case you weren't here the last couple weeks. It's covert. It's a related term of private. It's an adjective. The difference between covert and private is that what? One is hidden. And the other, what? Private is belonging to, concerning, or accessible to an individual person or a specific group. Ooh, that's going to play a part there, a Pacific group. What is secret? Secret, settler, the Sithra, covering. The secret can't be good or bad. We know it's for good when it does with Jesus Christ. It's a disguise. It's a hiding place. It's protect. It's a disguise, y'all. Do you know that you are disguised? Do you know that you are disguised? How? You're disguised to what we are and what we should be in our sinful, wicked way of our manifestation of this flesh is disguised because it's covered by the blood. It's a hiding place that God says, I've got you covered. And it's protection because nothing can break through the blood of Jesus. It's kept from knowledge of you. Oh, somebody was delivered last week, the week before, because all of our dirty deeds, all of our down low downness, all of the things that we have not done has been wiped away because we accepted Christ in the name of Jesus and his blood. You don't know the stuff I used to do on Main Street. You don't know the stuff I used to do on Ryan Road. You don't know the stuff used to say or what my eyes used to see. You got no clue because guess what? God has covered it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So let presence rise on the inside of me so that all they see is you, Lord. Lord, all they see is your blood. All they see is your word. All they see is your blood. And I come to tell you, it's for every one of us. So thank you, Lord God, that has been hidden and kept out of you.
Yeah.
That what, it was stealth. It's sneaking, it's private behind the scenes, because that's not, it's called, God is the number one stealth provider.
Yeah.
God is the greatest stealth machine, because he's covered everything, and he moves, and people don't even know, and all of a sudden, there he is.
Hallelujah.
And wait a minute, I thought you were weak one. I thought you didn't have no patience. I thought you didn't know what to say, and all of a sudden, you speak because God is just eased on in the picture.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
So listen to God in your secret place. The other first thing you need to know is it's true. God speaks in your secret place. It's right here in verses 14 and 15, y'all. It's right here. Look, he says, because he has set his love upon me. That's God speaking. Because you and me have set his love upon me. Upon God has declared our love for him, says what? Therefore will I deliver him. Because I said, God, I trust. And I ain't talking about what the money says now. That money ain't got nothing to do with it. You put money in God, I trust, trying to get you to love the money, but not to love God. That's the mistake most people say. I love my money, my bank account, my possessions, but not God. No, because you said long printed money was made, because you said what? In him I trust. He said, I will what? Deliver him. Therefore, I will deliver him. Therefore, I will deliver him. Therefore, I will. You need to keep saying these I wills, right? I will set him on high. I will not only deliver him, I will set him on high. Uh-oh, did you see that? Because he delivered you, because you declared you trust him, he elevated your position. You were at the bottom of the barrel before. Oh, you were felt above your neighbors. You were, some people say I was above a few classes of people because of race and all that of stuff. That ain't what God told me. Say, because you trusted him, I set you above. Everybody knew that the children of Israel, God's chosen, was above them. They could not anything to the children of Israel. Y'all get this now. The only thing that happened to the children of Israel was when they did not declare that we love you. When they turned their back on God, the enemy knew I could come in and take everything they got. But when they were in the presence and in worship with God and in surrender and follow him, nothing could happen to the children of Israel. Can I tell you today? We are heirs to the throne. We are the children of Israel. We are the descendants because what? So nothing can happen to us when we declare that we love God.
Yes.
God says, I will deliver them. I will set him on high because he is what? No, my way. Say, well, look at verse 15. He shall call upon me. Uh-oh. Did we call in verses 1 and 2? Did we call in verses 1 and 2? We declare he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, what? Of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Yes, we call. If you say he is my refuge, yes, I call. If you say I need you, Lord, yes, you call up. If you say, Father, forgive me, yes, you call. If you acknowledge God as your Savior, yes, you call. He said, I said, he will call on me.
Yes.
And then look at what God says. He's speaking here, so we need to be quiet here. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and, look at this, honor him. I'm going to give him glory. I'm going to honor him. I'm going to acknowledge that he's mine. I'm going to protect him. I'm going to get all those promises in the middle. I'm going to do everything that's befitting for one of my children.
Yes, yes.
And when the king had a child, he set them on the throne. Some of y'all don't want to
talk.
Y'all, y'all children are y'all kings and queens. Your children can't do no wrong. That can be a good thing or a bad thing now. That can be a good thing or a bad thing. But we count it for good. Our children know the Lord. Our children what? They're princes and princes, prince and princesses of that. They what? Belong to the king. Why? Because we taught them, we trained them up to fear God. We taught them and trained them up and what? Told them that you need to go to God and God will be your provider. God will be your protector. God will be your peace. God will be your joy.
Yes, yes.
He said, I will. The I wills of Psalm 91. I will answer him. Ooh. Yeah, there's somebody out there right now. There's somebody saying, but I've been calling on God and I ain't heard nothing. God's got a word for you right now. Stop trying to tell me what you want and just call on me and say, I need you. You've been telling God what you want. You ain't just calling on him and say, I need you. I don't know who it's for. I don't know who it's for. But God just said, you've been telling me what you want. Just call me and say, I need you.
My God.
Say, I already know what you have need of. I already know your situation. I already know the outcome. Quit trying to tell me what you want and just call and say, I need you.
My God.
The old folks used to get it right. You say, I need thee.
Every hour I need thee.
Oh, bless me.
Bless me now.
Right now, my Savior.
Savior.
I come to thee.
To thee.
I didn't ask for anything. God. I just come to you, Lord God. I'm not going to tell you what to do, Lord God. I just come to you. Why? Because you are already the author. You are the finisher. You're the beginning. You're the end. You're everlasting to everlasting. You're the beginning. Oh, Father God, I just come.
Yes.
You don't have to worry. You don't have to stop there. Go to Romans 8. Go to Romans 8 and watch how God unfolds some things for us to understand of just who we are. Romans 8, if you go to 8:28, oh, we know this one. Y'all go ahead and say it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that what? Called according to his purpose. Yeah, we know that's me, y'all. I love God. I'm called according to his purpose. All good things work together. But there's more to this than that. He said, but we understand that this was foreordained. That's why he could point to it in the Psalms of 91, way up for it when we in Romans, right? Say, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestined to be what? Conformed to the image of his son. Before his son took the sight, before his son came to heaven, he pointed to that being in the secret place that is going to point to, he had already foreordained it.
Yes.
He says what? He says what? For them to be conformed, what? To the image of his son, that he might be what?
That's
the firstborn among many brothers. We're conformed to his image. Guess what?
Yes.
That's what we just declared in that song. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. To all they see is you, Lord. When you're filled with the Spirit of God, they don't see. They see the image of Christ. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the power of God, they don't see you at 6'2", or 5'1", 190, 120. They don't see you. They see God. And when they see God, the enemy got to run and hide because he know he got no hope.
My God.
He said what? Moreover, whom he did what? Predestinate them. He also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. Who he justified, them he also glorified. What? Fill me up that you might get the glory. He said what? I honor you. So what? He glorifies us because he already justified us. Said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? God is speaking in your secret place. Do not fear the enemy. Do not fear corona. Do not fear pandemic, do not fear homelessness, do not fear pain, do not fear destruction that you see around us, but what? Declare to the world, in God I trust, and nothing's going to change that. Do as you please, but my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory, and his riches are over and over according to his promises, and the promises of God are what? Yeah. You might not see it down here.
Thank you,
you
Lord.
Might not recognize your mention down here, but before it's over, on the other side, God will accomplish all his work.
Yeah.
I wish I could call Sister Carol back. I wish she could tell you all that was accomplished yesterday, just a few days ago, when God said, come on home, my child, and she left here. Everything that she had in her heart desire was fulfilled. Her family's going to be blessed because God did a transformation. transformation to change some of the things that used to be to make them to what they should be. Oh, I
my God.
Tell you,
my God.
Didn't get that. God will
my
change.
God.
You might be worried about a relationship, but if you let God have control, even in your going home, God will change that relationship. Thank
yes.
you, Sister Bill. It's got
Amen.
To be put right, right? Because that's who God is. So you let the
yes.
light of God shine in your life, and there will be restoration. Even though words could not be exchanged, the Spirit of God connects A to B and B to C and C to Z, and
my
all
God.
Of it will come together. That's just
Amen.
Who God is.
Thank you, Lord.
He says, what? Look at there. He says, whoa. What shall we say then to these things? What shall we say to all this other stuff that's going on? What should we say to the Republicans and the Democrats? What should we say to the independents? What should we say to the prideful? What should we say to the hateful? That in the name of Jesus, what? He hears me in my secret place, and I'm going to listen to him before I listen to you. Oh, I don't
yes.
care what you say. I don't
say
care
out.
About the protesters. I don't care about the looters. I'm going to listen to Jesus, and if he say go speak, I'm going to go speak. If he say grab somebody, I'm going grab somebody. If he say love on somebody, I'm going to love on somebody. But my God is speaking because I'm staying in my secret place. And if I
yes,
stay
God.
In my secret place,
in
and
Jesus.
You stay in your secret place, this
Hallelujah.
Too shall pass.
Oh God, oh God, oh God.
I wish I had time. I've been talking with Deacon Solomon. He said, Pastor, I just said stay at peace. Just stay at peace. And he told us on Bible study, Sister Carol had lost her eyesight. She had lost her eyesight, and she did not like that. And she was stumbling, and she was tired of stumbling, but she finally surrendered to a surgery. And they said it was going to come back, but it didn't happen right away. It was a long time, and over a period of time, it just didn't change. And all he did was not, Carol, just wait. He just said, he spoke peace. He said, just be patient, Carol. Just be patient, Carol. Just be patient, Carol. God is going to do what God said we're going to do. And yet, before she left this earth, on the last doctor visit that she had, she looked at the big old E. And you understand, E is designed to give you peace so that you can see it. Hey, that's success. She saw the E again. So she knew that she could see. And that's
My
all
God.
That mattered. So before she
My
left
God.
Here, God said, I promise you that I'm giving you your sight. And there it is.
Yes, God.
That's
yes,
what he
God.
Said. So God is speaking.
Yes,
in your
God.
Secret place.
Oh,
He's
yes.
telling you about your job that you got coming. He's telling you, don't worry about the job you just lost. I don't have to tell you again. The company I work for just folded up Chicago. They stopped in Chicago. But don't you know God had already transitioned me into another job, and I'm working for the census, and when the other job went away, that's all right. Be blessed. I'll pray for you. Go about your business so I can get up every day, and I still go to work. God made the simple transition, and there's another transition and another one. And guess what? I just stay in my secret place.
My God, my God.
You already know, Lord God. So what am I worried about? I just do what you tell me. Get up and go do. And watch
yes.
how God continues to bless us. And that wasn't my background, y'all. I was a planner. I had to have certain things. It's God's plan now. Watch how it works.
My God.
The last thing today, when you in his secret place, and when you're in his secret place, you got to ask the question.
Jesus,
did you hear what
Jesus.
He said? Did you hear what he said when you're in a secret place? Well, first off, let me tell you, stop asking about what you want and just listen to what he
wow.
says. When you're in that place of just listening to what he says, you can hear. But when you constantly ask him,
my God,
you're using that thing you got one of versus the thing you got two of.
My God.
Y'all didn't get that. I know that one.
Yeah, we got it.
He says, listen, did you hear what he says? Look at verse 16. What did he say? With a long life will I satisfy him and show him what? My salvation. Ooh. With a long life. You got long life. So I'm going to show you. I'm going to satisfy you with a long life. I'm going to meet every need that you got with a long life. And then I'm going to show you what? My salvation. God said, you can have and want all you want, but I'm going to speak and I'm going to show you my salvation.
Yes.
The salvation of the Lord. And then if you go to 1 Peter, go to 1 Peter in the 3rd chapter, look at what he tells us in 1 Peter. The Lord says, look, 1 Peter 10, verse 10, he says, for he that will love life and see good days, Let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Uh-oh, we talked about the tongue in Sunday school. Uh-oh.
My Lord.
Here he is in the word, y'all. I didn't plan this, but this is God, y'all. This is God. Let him eschew evil. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him, what? Seek peace and, what? Ensue it. Let him not be about confusion and unrest, but be about peace. He said, look, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayer. Uh-oh. When you're in your secret place, he says he covers you. When you're in your secret place, he hears you. But all you need to do is be in that place, because he already knows. So that's like, just listen to that. Look at how awesome it is. God say, you pray and I hear. But if you just pray, Lord, thank you for letting me be here, then he adds all the other stuff to it that he already knows and you don't have to ask for. And I don't know about you, but when somebody just walks up and does something to me, it changes me. Deacon Solomon said this earlier. He said, what? He got to tell me, some man didn't know Sister Carol, walked up and put some money in her hand, just what? To bless her. And it spoke more volumes of anything that some stranger would put something in my hand to bless me that didn't know me. And we don't know it, but it changed her. It began the process to her saying, what? We're going to be here. And when she began to be here, look at how blessed she was to be there. Because God said, this is your place. I'm going to take you, Sister Carol, because I've heard your cry. I know you're lonely. I know you buried two husbands. I know you buried a child. I know you got no family to talk to. I know you all by yourself, but a neighbor brought you here, and I'm going to show you just who I am. And down through the years, 4, 5, 6 years, look how God transformed her life by knowing what she needed.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes.
And for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. And what? He said, what? I will sanctify you and show you what? My salvation. And who is he that will harm you? If ye be followers of that which is good, say, can't nobody do nothing to you. But 14, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, for be not afraid of their terror, neither their trouble. In verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Have a made up mind. Be always
my
ready
Lord,
to give an answer to every man that asks of you for a reason of hope. When somebody said, why should I keep going on when things are as crazy? Because of Jesus Christ. Why should I be trying to vote when it don't seem like the vote going there? Because of Jesus Christ. Why should I be doing this, that, or other? Why should I give my money to the church? The church ain't doing it. Why should I go and protest? The protest don't work. Let me go lock myself in my room and in my house and just be a hermit. But that ain't going to get you nothing, because God is in your secret place. And when God speaks, you got to listen.
Yes, yes.
So why? That you might have a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoer, they may be ashamed and falsely accuse you of good conversation in Christ. When you speak about Jesus the Christ, when you speak about our Lord, somebody's going to be ashamed that they doubted you. Somebody's going to be ashamed that they didn't listen to you. Somebody's going to be ashamed that they keep going back to who you used to be versus who you are today.
Yes.
I wish I could call a witness right now. We talked about it in Sunday school. Somebody said that was the old.
My God. My God. Lord Jesus.
And you don't have to stop there. Look at 2 Corinthians 7th chapter, verse 10. And look at how God said, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. He said, we need to repent. We need to know what God is doing and how God has it for us. Saying when we do, it worketh to salvation. When we in our secret place, stop talking. When we're in our secret place, start listening. Because when we listen to what God says, look at what it says in that verse. When we look at what God says, say what? With long life will I satisfy him and show him what? My salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
And then one of the verses that's quoted so much that we get out of context is John 14. John 14. All we want to talk about is the promise to use it at a death funeral and all that kind of stuff. But this is a living word. This is a living word in John 14. In John 14, he said what? Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. If you in your secret place and you've declared in Psalm 91 that I will trust the Lord and I love the Lord in verse 1 and 2, said, don't be troubled. You believe in God, you believe also in Jesus Christ. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place. So listen to what God said. He is speaking. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He said, I didn't leave you abandoned. I didn't leave you as an orphan. I left you here with the comfort of the Holy Spirit to guide, direct, and protect you and teach you all things. But I am myself, Jesus the Christ, coming back again. Somebody will have hope because they know he's coming back. Somebody my will God. Have hope because they know he didn't abandon them. Somebody will have hope because he's meeting their need. Somebody will have hope because they say, I don't care that my mama, my sister, my brother, they're going on before me, but there's a great family reunion among all the believers of Jesus Christ that will be wrought in heaven, and we shall stand around the throne singing hallelujah, 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 glory to the Lamb. We will worship and honor him, and we will be together. You can look if you want to, that's okay, or you can just be satisfied to know that you know that you know that they're there.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
So listen to God in your secret place. And when you find your secret place, he'll tune out all the rhetoric.
Yes.
He'll shut your eyes to all the Facebook. He'll tune out the tweets. He'll tune out the Instagram. Just find your place with God so you can steal away to your secret place. And I just got to tell you, the more that you steal away to your secret place, the greater the blessings you receive from God, the greater the peace, the greater the joy, the more that you will hear, the more that you will see that looks like Christ, the less that you will see of the naysayers, the less that you will see of the wayward children.
Jesus.
Listen to God. Listen to God. Listen to God in your secret place. Listen to God in your secret place. And as soon as this screen is back, I got one more thing I want to share with you. One more thing I need to tell you about God in his secret place. He said, in our secret place, we can connect to God's supply, and our emptiness is given to God, and we are asked him to fill us with him to satisfy him. It's not for us. He said, our deficits that we see are no match for his abundance.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Your deficit is no match for God's abundance. What you don't have, God's got so much that he can provide you. And I come to tell you, in our secret place, we connect to God's supply. Our emptiness is given to God, and we ask him to fill us up, to satisfy. Our deficits are not, I can't tell your deficit. If you bounce a check, it's got a deficit. And every now and then, you might not have enough to cover the deficit. But no matter your deficit in life because of sinfulness, God's got more than enough to cover it. He's got more than enough to cover your check. And maybe he's one of those people, you never bounce a check. And I'm okay there, but you still got a deficit. Because there's some things that you want that you can't get, but God can give it to you. You want more peace.
Yes.
You can't get it on your own. You want more joy. You can't get it on your own. You want more long-suffering. You can't get it on your own. Those are deficits that will always be there without Jesus Christ. But with Jesus as your Savior, with Jesus as your leader, with Jesus by your side, he got more than enough to fill you up. Said, my cup, ask David, my cup overflow. Said, surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me now. One day, 2 days, but all the days of my life.
My God.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What does it say? Dr. Stanley shared this a couple weeks on the first week. When hardship stalks us and we feel at our lowest point, it can bring great comfort to dwell on the fact that God never changes. And he will always act on behalf of those who wait on him. So today I call you and I encourage you to go to your secret place. I don't care where it is. I don't care what physically you're trying to see. All I tell you, your secret place ain't even a place that you got to see. Your secret place is in the Spirit of God. And when you're in the Spirit of God, it goes wherever it needs to go to make sure you're covered. Because see, you might be at work one day and you got to be in a secret place and you're trying to get to your prayer closet and you can't get there because you got 5 more hours to work and the man ain't going to let you go or the woman won't let you go. You can't just run it. But in your secret place, you can be listening to them talk, listening to them berate you, listening to them talk about you, but you go to your secret place and everything that they say, you don't hear in the way they hear, because God's going to say, listen to what I told you to say, and then speak. So in your secret place, God's got you wherever you are. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
No matter
Thank
where you
Lord.
Are, God's got you in your secret place.
Yes, yes.
So Lord now Jesus. Let me get intellectual. When you think about God, and you think about the promises in his word that you have so eloquently read in your quiet time, now you can make that applicable to your situation.
Mm-hmm.
You can practice it, you can plan it, you can put it out there. You can start to walk in your plan. But when your plan goes awry, go to your secret place.
My God.
Go to your secret place, because your secret place ain't got a plan that you put together. Your secret place goes beyond your plan, because every now and then we plan something and it don't go according to plan. But God knows everything already about it.
Yes.
So when you're in your secret place, when folks don't show up, when folks don't listen, when folks hate on you, it's all right, because I'm in my secret place.